The next one, number 12, is a priority of agreement, I call it. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be cooperating with him in raising the children. A great verse on this is 1 Timothy 5:13-14. And it says that you should learn, in verse 14, to bear children and manage the house. And by doing that, you have to learn to agree with your husband. There should never be that open door of disagreement in the raising of the children. And if priority of marriage is in your life and you see it as your greatest ministry, you will spend whatever time it takes to make sure you agree. So there's no crack for those kids to jump into. I call it a priority of agreement. Lots of other verses on that. I'm only giving you one on each one. 13, priority of loyalty. And this one is Amos 3:3, and this is how I put it. A woman who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be building loyalty to her husband with the children. The wife's attitude toward the husband is quickly picked up by the children, and a lack of respect or a lack of confidence in his leadership or his spirituality or whatever just runs through the family like that. I remember when we lived in California and I worked at Grace Community Church, and I would pull into the carport when I would come home, when they'd let me off and I could go for lunch home. I remember that I would see little Johnny and little Estelle's heads just over the frame of the window, of the kitchen window, like this. And as soon as I pulled in, they would both come running to the door and they'd grab each one of my legs and they'd say, "Oh, Daddy, we're so excited." And I thought for years that they were really excited about me coming home. I learned that Bonnie was teaching them to look for Daddy, to run to Daddy, to tell Daddy you love him, to tell Daddy he's, you know, all this. And you know what? She doesn't tell him to do that anymore. They picked it up. You see, this priority of loyalty, you're building loyalty to that one that's not there as much as you are.